this year I'm sort of very reluctant about going to Florida, really, because it's such an effort.
Sure. But you seemed okay. This is the second session with Mr. Charles Dubac. We are in St. George, Maine. It is the 17th of December, 2004. We are speaking about his his mid-career and later, and it's a lovely winter day, and our volume is pretty good. Okay, this is Susan Larson for the Archives of American Art, interviewing Mr. Charles Dubac. We won't put our... So, when we finished our first session, we were... you had described to me your loft in New York, your loft on 28th Street, and your affiliation with one gallery, and then your the beginnings of your involvement with the Landmark Gallery.
Well, that came a little later.
It
yes.
Did. Okay.
That came when I went into Soho.
Okay. Could you tell me about sort of 10th Street or the atmosphere of the mid 50s in New York? And it would, from what I've read and understand, it seemed that de Kooning had a lot of influence on younger artists, and people were very aware of the abstract expressionists all of a sudden, and the market was starting to heat for American art.
Well,
was that something you took into consideration?
At that time, being young, you're always open for various new ideas. Mm-hmm. And the abstract expressionist movement freed us, so to speak. And it allowed us to endeavor to invade other lines of thought, multiple pluralistic types of lines of thought, and experiment with each of them to see what they had to offer.
What would some of those be?
Pop, minimal, a slight, shall we say, mystical approach in painting. Figurative, but with a new twist. It permitted great freedom for young people to really become investigative and in turn find out where they wanted to go. For myself, I was involved with very various aspects of this endeavor, and I worked it through till I got what I want out of each individual event, shall we say. And then I pushed on to the next one. But always behind all my work, there was a leaning to go back to nature. That remained with me and is the prime moving force today. Now, nature can incorporate people. It isn't just the landscape. Or it can be termed better life, as you're associating with another human being and with the world around you. And I am extremely interested in color because it just can make a person very happy. It can invoke all sorts of moods. And I'm also, at this particular time, after many years of plotting in various directions, trying to establish something which has been attempted many times but with few end results, because they are always attached to the literal aspect of vision. I consider myself to be an abstract realist, basically, because I use nature as my departing point. And I find that through this you can get the same response if people are willing to look and put out from themselves what you get from a very literal transcript. And I feel this is more pertinent today for the simple reason, if you want a literal transcript, you can take a photograph of it. And now, even with this,